If you told me that the Ravens were going to hold the Kansas City Chiefs to 17 points, I'd say book my tickets to Vegas for the Super Bowl. But it wasn't meant to be. The Ravens fall to the Kansas City Chiefs and are now out of the NFL playoffs. Welcome to the Ravens Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Sammy Njoku. Ravens lose. We're going to talk all about that devastating loss to the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. We'll look ahead to the offseason. A lot of moves already in shape for the Baltimore Ravens that could have ramifications throughout the National Football League. But first, Ravens lose. Now, you guys saw me here in August. I said, Ravens 49ers, Super Bowl, book it. We saw a taste of that in Christmas night when the Ravens beat the San Francisco 49ers and really set the tone for what would be an amazing end stretch for the Ravens that season. But they came across Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, and they lose. A lot of fans are devastated. There's a lot of what the heck happened. A lot of that. And I'm not going to lie to you, I'm in that boat. You guys heard me here throughout the week. I was very confident, almost too confident, obviously, in the outcome of that game. The matchups were perfect for the Ravens. Everything was going the Ravens' way on their quest for a third Lombardi trophy, but not to be. Now, we'll talk about it. We'll get in depth with what happened. But I just want to get the narrative out the way. We talked about narratives last week, but let's get it out the way. Did the Ravens choke? Did the Ravens have their sights on the championship and fumble the ball? Figuratively speaking, and literally, if you're thinking about Zay Flowers. But did the Ravens choke? Absolutely. Absolutely. The Ravens choked. The Ravens clearly saw a path to the championship. They were a game away from being in Vegas playing for a championship title. And they choked. The Ravens choked. That's all you can say about it. Now, we'll dive into the schematics of this game. We'll focus on the defensive performance first for the Ravens, and then we'll talk about the obvious faults with the offense. But this was a choke job through and through. I mean, you saw from the opening whistle, from the moment the Chiefs won the coin toss, it was just downhill. The Ravens were just clawing their way out of an insurmountable hole. And I was at M&T Bank Stadium for the AFC Championship. Doors opened at 1 o'clock. I was there at 1:01 just to take in what a huge deal it meant for the city of Baltimore. They had Ray Lewis there, Ed Reed, Terrell Suggs, Michael Phelps, T-Pain. T-Pain was there. It was a party. Everyone and their mother expected a Ravens win, and the Ravens lose. So, we'll talk about it. It's been a week or so. I'm sure fans are still in their feelings, but we got a show to do, baby. We're going to talk about it. We'll talk about the Ravens' defense. The game plan early on by Mike McDonald was very confusing. I didn't really understand it. The Chiefs' game plan was pretty simple. Short stuff. Screens to Travis Kelce. Hard runs by Pacheco. Let's give our defense a chance to slow down the Ravens and maybe pick up a touchdown or a field goal or what have you. They could not be stopped. At one point, I believe Patrick Mahomes was 10 for 10, completing all of his passes. The Ravens' game plan was obviously to stop the intermediate and deep stuff, but they had to have a plan to contain Travis Kelce. They should have had a guy on him tight at all times because that was the game in the first half. The touchdown to Travis Kelce was a pretty decent catch by Travis Kelce, obviously latched in coverage with Kyle Hamilton, but that was just a good play. But the drive leading up to those touchdowns, just a lot of dink and dunks. And the Ravens did not react quickly enough. Now, that's kind of difficult to say because in the second half, the Ravens just shut Patrick Mahomes down. Now, I said it in the opening of the show. You tell me the Ravens are going to hold the Chiefs to 17 points? I'm on Delta Airlines, American Airlines. Hey, how much for a ticket to Las Vegas? I'm on StubHub. I'm on SeatGeek, TickPick. How much do these tickets really cost for the championship? Let me just get a decent number. Because that's a championship formula. holding the offense, the opposing offense, to 17 points, guaranteed win in the NFL. But shout out to Mike McDonald in the second half. The Ravens defense did what they do best. They shut the Chiefs down. Which leads me to another point where I've seen kind of a shift in narrative. This has become a, hey, Patrick Mahomes has done it again. Great job by Mahomes to lead his team to another championship game. This is not about the Kansas City Chiefs. Shout out to the Chiefs, of course, for winning the AFC, making it to the championship game. This isn't about the Chiefs. This is all about the Ravens. All about the Ravens fumbling and choking. Choking. I wish there was a better way to describe it, but it was just a choke job. Plain and simple. But the defense did what they had to do. They shut down the Chiefs in the second half. It was up to the offense, who in the first half looked lost. I don't know if it's John Harbaugh. I don't know if it's Lamar Jackson, Todd Monken, the receivers. Who knows? Who really knows? What I can tell you is the Ravens decided not to run the football. They just said, you know what? We're the best running team in the league. And the Chiefs know that. So we're going to just pass it no matter what. Sure, the Bills destroyed the Chiefs' run defense last week with jumbo formations. Oh, by the way, we could play jumbo because we have Mark Andrews back, forcing the Chiefs to play nickel, play soft coverage to account for the pass catching ability of Isaiah Likely and Andrews. And if they choose to do so, we'll gash in with the run. That was the game plan, I thought. I mean, it was a decent game plan. I didn't think Todd Monken was going to lose any sleep over this. Simple. No, let's just pass the ball no matter what. Shout out to the Chiefs, of course. They picked up stuff that they learned from the Texans game. Sent a lot of blitzing on the outside especially so that Lamar doesn't have anywhere to run. How do you combat that? Pop quiz. How do you combat a team that blitzes from the outside a lot of times from both sides and prevents you from moving out of the pocket or throwing the football effectively? I'll give you a hint. It involves Gus Edwards. It involves Justice Hill. It involves Dalvin Cook. And in some regards, it revolves Lamar Jackson. Run the ball. Run the ball. The Ravens were nervous. They hadn't been there before. This is a moment where experience was vital for the Chiefs. Six straight AFC championship games, been there, done that. This is just another game. For the Ravens, it was everything, like we mentioned. T-Pain, Michael Phelps, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, Terrell Suggs, Jonathan Ogden. Hell, I was there. So, I don't know. The pressure got to them. They choked. Run the football. Do what you do best. Do what got you there. Do what got you there. Now, the press conference with John Harbaugh afterwards, I mean, if you've been a fan for long enough, you know, you're not going to get any information from those press conferences. You're not going to get much accountability. You'll hear it. You'll hear it from John Harbaugh. He'll say, oh, yeah, we probably should have ran the ball a little bit more, but given the circumstances, I see why we didn't. I'm paraphrasing. That's not a direct quote from John Harbaugh, but that's the gist of it. Hey, you guys are watching. We're in the game. We saw things that dictated a different approach than usual. Good job by the Chiefs to, you know, figure things out, and we'll get them next time. There is no next time. This team will never be again. Patrick Queen, likely gone. Mike McDonald, see ya. New head coach for the Seattle Seahawks. Denard Wilson, D.C. Anthony Weaver, D.C. Thank goodness they got Zach Orr to stay as D.C. But the poaching begins. Usually in these situations, when a defensive coordinator is poached from the Ravens, or a positions coach is poached from a team, in general, at the rate in which it's happening for the Ravens, it's because they just won a championship. And let's just call a spade. The Ravens should be Super Bowl champions. Not to be. Now you've lost your position coaches. There are huge question marks now as far as whether or not Patrick Queen will be back. Doubt it. Justin Madubuike, very questionable. It's going to take at least, I'm hearing, 4 years, $90 million. Seems to be the estimate around. Good luck with that cap space. Odell Beckham, probably gone. So that's why imperative. It's so imperative to win these games. Now, the Ravens are lost in a shootout. Let's say 34-31 Chiefs. Oh, man, you did your best. You gave them your best shot, and they just hit harder. Well, let's say the Ravens lose in the Super Bowl to the 49ers. Oh, you know, 49ers are a good team. 27-24, oh. Great job by Deebo Samuel and George Kittle and those guys. Better luck next year. But to lose in the fashion in which the Ravens lost, where you have a team make themselves one-dimensional on purpose, it's a tough pill to swallow. If you're a Ravens fan, it's a tough pill to swallow. So what's next? As you mentioned, Ravens failed to run the football. The narrative now is Lamar Jackson, once again, cannot win in the postseason. He didn't have a bad day. He didn't have a great one. A lot of fans are pointing to that pass interference call when Lamar Jackson threw into triple coverage. Yeah, you don't get bailed out with that. That's a terrible pass. I don't care if they stone cold stunned Isaiah Likely in the end zone prior to picking off that pass. That's an ill-advised throw in a situation where you could not afford to do so. At least 3 points. Totally different game. Zay Flowers had a great game, but he fumbled in the end zone, and there's camera angles showing that perhaps he could just run it in. And yeah, probably could have. I'm not going to fault Zay Flowers for that fumble. Great play by Snead. But those are the situations. Those are the mistakes. We mentioned it last week. The team who turns the football over the least, probably going to win. Had no idea the Ravens were going to turn the ball over 3 times. No idea. Strip fumble, ill-advised triple coverage interception, fumble in the end zone that resulted in a touchback. And that's the game. Literally, any one of those things, maybe not the strip fumble, but for sure, the fumble by Zay Flowers or the interception thrown by Lamar. Any of those go the Ravens' way? Ravens flock is in Vegas right now, anticipating a huge matchup with the 49ers. That's the game. So we say the Ravens have a chance to come back. And in likelihood, they probably do. They probably do. Here's the situation. Jim Harbaugh, phenomenal head coach, now coaches the San Diego Chargers. Sorry, Los Angeles Chargers, but really, San Diego. Shout out to my boys in San Diego. Jim Harbaugh, coaching the Chargers. Mike McDonald, literally, no exaggeration, the greatest defensive football mind I have ever seen. It was a pleasure to watch film of this guy orchestrating a magnificent season for that defense, especially the secondary. Shout out to Mike McDonald. Hope for great success in Seattle. So you lose that defensive mind. You lose Anthony Weaver. He's now the DC for the Miami Dolphins. You lose Patrick Queen, most likely. Eric DaCosta didn't say it, but the writing's on the wall. Patrick Queen is probably gone. Madubuike, going to be very tough to keep him. Top tier defensive lineman, interior pass rusher. They don't make those a dime a dozen. You have to find them and cultivate them. Besides Chris Jones, I think he's probably the most sought-after defensive lineman in football in the free agency this year. So we'll see. A lot of losses. And with those losses, you expect the Ravens to come back with the highly motivated Bills team, a Dolphins team with now a defense coordinator like Anthony Weaver, the Bengals, who I think are still trash, get Joe Burrow back, the Steelers, still the Steelers, Deshaun Watson back with the Browns, Chiefs, who did us lost to, I don't know if I mentioned that, but Chiefs. It's not easy to win in the NFL. That's why this game was so important for the Ravens to win, and they lost. Now, the Chiefs have no business being in the Super Bowl. Let's just call a spade, and they're in it. So maybe the Ravens get some luck that way. Maybe. They'll never have a team this good. Not in the Lamar Jackson era. I do not believe so. Cap space is going to be huge. Cultivating talent like that and getting them on the football field to perform at a high level, very difficult. Imagine having four defensive coaches either become a head coach or defensive coordinator for another team. It's crazy. It's crazy. But, you know, shout out to the Ravens coaching staff. Shout out to John Harbaugh for cultivating these coaches, getting them out there. And shout out to Zachary Orr, former Raven who had his dream taken away from him, shifted it into becoming a coach, and now he's a defensive coordinator for this team that he loves so much. So shout out to Zachary Orr, from all I heard from the castle. He's been a phenomenal coach and pretty much a no-brainer to become defensive coordinator. And that's likely the reason that Anthony Weaver left. Both Anthony Weaver and Zachary Orr were getting head coaching interviews, or at least conversations towards that regard. So it's big. It is big. Big, big news for the Ravens. Offseason is going to be tricky. You better grind. You better grind if you're a Ravens personnel, either coach or staff or player, whatever you want to call it. Time to grind. The opportunity will not present itself like this. This was laid out on a silver platter for the Ravens. They just choked. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about the Ravens, the offseason, what's to come next on the Ravens Talk Podcast. Welcome back to the Ravens Talk Podcast. You mentioned it. The Ravens lose to the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. It's now the Chiefs versus the 49ers. I thought the Ravens would be in it, but it's not to be. But we focused on the coaching staff. A lot of coaches are gone. Positional coaches. We are looking at a Ravens team that's going to look vastly different in 2024. Vastly different. So let's look ahead. Because there are going to be some changes. And we'll have guys in the offseason come in to talk about what they're going to do at the draft and all of that. But just to get a taste of what I believe may happen. Again, I mentioned it. I don't think Patrick Queen's going to be here. I think he played his way out of Baltimore. I don't think that he's going to have at least the Ravens aren't going to have the funds to finance the huge contract that is coming his way. I think Justin Madubuike has a chance. The Ravens are going to have to count their pennies to make it work. But you have to make an attempt. You have to try to keep him. Having an interior pass rusher like that with that skill set is vital. For that defense, you just can't let a guy like that go away. Imagine letting Aaron Donald walk. You find a way to make it work. You may have to, unfortunately, cut some guys who have huge salaries to make it work, but I think the Ravens might have to do just that. And one of those guys, unfortunately, I think is Ronnie Stanley. Now, Eric DaCosta touched on it a little bit, but the writing's on the wall with him too. Injuries have really stunted his ability on the football field. He really struggled this year. The Ravens tried to make it work by spelling out some guys. Patrick McCurry came in and did a good job, and he had to get on the football field. But you want a solid presence protecting your most valuable piece, and that is QB Lamar Jackson. So I think Ronnie Stanley is unfortunately played his last game in Baltimore. I think they'll either severely restructure his contract, which I'm sure he's not going to take and he's going to probably be out of there. But his only chance will likely be to take a huge pay cut, restructure the contract so that you can bring guys in like Geno Stone and Justin Madubuike. So that leads me to the draft. I think the draft, they're going to have to focus on finding a guy to replace him. Now, this is all hearsay. We're just talking. I haven't heard anything, but I'm usually right about these things. Usually, I did predict the Ravens to go to the Super Bowl, and here we are in the offseason portion of the podcast, and the Super Bowl hasn't even been played yet. So take what I say with a grain of salt, but the writing that I see on the wall says Stanley out, offensive lineman in via draft. Now, it may be the case where they don't get their replacement to come in day one. It might be Patrick coming in and being the left tackle until they groom that guy. But plans are going to be in motion to shore up that spot. I'm not going to say Stanley's the reason why the Ravens struggled in that AFC Championship game. Far from it, in my opinion. But you need to find a guy on the offense to hold off those pass rushers and be a consistent force. Now, the Ravens didn't win the Super Bowl and they're picking 30. That's not a very good spot to be in. Two spots behind a Super Bowl champion. No hardware to show for it. But it is what it is. They'll make it work. Eric DaCosta, you'll never hear a bad thing from me. Because of that offseason you had this year, the Ravens were very close to winning that championship. So you won't get any stuff from me regarding that. I expect Eric DaCosta to do amazing things. We'll see. On the offensive side, we're staying with it. I don't know. Writing on the wall again. I think Odell Beckham's out of there. Now, I think he had a decent season. I think he had a really good season, to be honest, considering the circumstances. This has less to do with Odell Beckham and more to do with Rashad Bateman. I think Rashad Bateman has been villainized a little bit in the city of Baltimore. I mean, we see these number one wide receivers and we see first-round draft picks, and we expect so much. Man, I like what I saw from Rashad this season. The connection is not there with Lamar. I mean, let's just be honest. It's not there right now. But the things that the things that Odell Beckham does really well are the same things that Rashad does very well. And so oftentimes when you see these big plays by Odell Beckham, Rashad's down on the field and vice versa. Because they know. They understand. And Eric DaCosta kind of mentioned it. We expect big things from Rashad this season upcoming. And so I think because of that, you'll see Odell Beckham leave and he'll look for opportunities elsewhere. And we wish him the best. I guess this is all just speculation. This is just talking at this point. I'm just reading the room, seeing what I'm seeing and understanding what the offseason is going to bring. Because the cap space is not looking good, my friends. It is not looking good. So we'll see. Let's see what happens. I think Odell Beckham's gone, like I mentioned. Rashad stays. But other than that, the Ravens are pretty solid. I think a lot of Ravens fans are thinking, okay, well, this is devastating offensively. We're not going to be doing much of anything. This is going to severely hurt Lamar. I don't think so. I think you're going to get another year of Todd Monken. His system is going to be increased. You're going to see a less Greg Roman approach, more Todd Monken styles that you saw maybe in Georgia and other places. So I think you guys can just relax with that. I think you'll see more greater things, but you got to run the football. Todd, let this be a lesson. And this is crazy, excuse me, considering the type of guy Todd Monken is as a head coach. Todd Monken is almost adored for his ability to use his assets to the best of his ability. He's that type of coach. So very surprising that he didn't decide to run the ball. We're not going to touch on it any more than you already have. I'm sure fans are tired of hearing about it. But I expect Todd Monken's offense to keep it rolling. My concern is on the defensive side of the ball, where we mentioned a lot of position coaches. DC Mike McDonald's gone. Patrick Queen, a mainstay, is gone. We don't know the status of Geno Stone or Justin Madubuike. I think they find a way to keep them both, but we'll see. A lot of guys that are potentially moving elsewhere from the city of Baltimore. So, and Zachary Rohr can work his magic. And again, heard nothing but great things from Zachary Rohr. I think he's going to be a great DC. I'm very curious to see how he calls plays and what type of defense he implements. Mike McDonald played a very heavy zone-centric, if that's even a word, style of defense. Definitely gave his DBs a chance to make plays. Used his pass rushers to the best of his ability. Kyle Noy, Davion Clowney. I mean, look what he was able to work with. And to produce the results he did, he deserves a lot of credit. That's why he's the head coach of Seattle. So we'll see what Zach Gregor does. And by the way, I think I mentioned this. By the way, Mike McDonald was 2 years here. He spent 2 years in the city of Baltimore as DC. Zach Gregor might not last 2 years. That's the type of feedback I'm getting from Baltimore Ravens personnel. He might not make it 2 years. He might be one and done. So this is a big year for Zach Gregor, which means it could be a big year for the defense. And if the defense has a good year, if they're even close, a smidgen close to what they did this year, the Ravens could be right back in it. They'll have a lot more opposition. As I mentioned, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Deshaun Watson, all in the AFC. All in the AFC. Lots of barriers keeping Lamar from the championship. But boy, I mean, my goodness, how close were the Ravens? How close were they to hoisting the Lombardi Trophy? Literally a game. One game. Tis the National Football League. It's why we love it, and sometimes it's why we hate it. But shout outs to the Ravens. Great season. A little disappointing. A little dumb, if you ask me, for not running the football, but I'll try and give them some grace. They received enough flack. I waited until a week after the season was over to give my thoughts because they've been receiving it pretty heavy from the fans and in some regards, deservedly so. I mean, what can we say? But I'm not going to pile them on. It's been a week. You move on, you move forward. The Ravens are moving forward to the offseason, and we follow them. This is the Ravens Talk Podcast, so we go where they go. And right now, it's full speed ahead to the offseason. So the Ravens have a lot of work to do, a lot of decisions to make, bringing in positional coaches from the outside or upgrading from within, a lot of makeshifting, who knows. Tough test with John Harbaugh. A lot of fans wanted John Harbaugh to step aside so they can keep Mike McDonald. And I get it. Don't get me wrong. You know, I wish I had a Mike McDonald t-shirt to wear to show you how much of a fanboy I am for that guy. But John Harbaugh is still John Harbaugh. He's still a great head coach. Three AFC championship games. 2011, 2012, and 2023. So, he gets some grace. Of course, he lost two of them. One was not his fault. I'll give him 2011 was a heartbreaker. But this one, this was a head shaker, a head scratcher, almost inexcusable. So this is his one. This is one, his one bad game in that conference championship, I will say. His one bad game. Does he deserve criticism? Absolutely. Absolutely. He deserves the criticism because he's a head coach. If he sees a trend, we all saw it, run the football, he could easily tell Todd Monken if Todd Monken's in that much control of the play calling. Hey, maybe we should run the football a little more. Hey, I noticed that we're dropping back the pass like a lot of times. Let's switch it up. Let's give the Chiefs something to think about. Let's get control of the game. Let's do what we do. I don't know if he did it or he ignored them. Harbaugh mentioned some RPO stuff where Lamar Jackson had to make the call at the line of scrimmage. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. So yes, Harbaugh deserves some criticism, but he also deserves a lot of grace because he's still, in my opinion, top three head coach in the NFL. So you either stick with him or go with the guy who has yet to prove himself as a head coach. The decision is pretty easy. I'm still going to miss Mike McDonald, though. Mike, if you're watching, I love you. I'm so sorry that it ended like this. But your skill set as a defensive coordinator will prove very well for the Seahawks. Maybe next year is Ravens Seahawks in the championship. We'll see. Seahawks have a better chance of making the Super Bowl than the Ravens, I will say, just because of the gauntlet of opponents that the Ravens had to go through. But We said this before. The Ravens have lost in 2011, came back and won the championship in 2012. Ravens lose in 2023, maybe in 2024. They shocked the world and hoisted the Lombardi Trophy. We'll see. We shall see. But that's going to do it for us here at the Ravens Talk Podcast. Before I go, I do want to mention that this is the season finale on the Ravens Talk Podcast. We have had a great season. Thank you so much for the support. We're closing in on 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. We're closing in on 30,000 followers on Instagram. So it's a huge thank you to the fans. A huge thank you to all the other podcasts out there. My boys at the Ryan Ripken Show with Ryan Ripken and company. You guys have done a great job. Rocco, Zach, and Brett, you guys have done, Brad. You guys have done phenomenal jobs over there. My other podcasters throughout Baltimore and even in other cities. We have some Dolphins podcasters, Texans. We had some Bengals and Steelers guys here as well. So good congratulations on a great season, great off season ahead for all of you guys. But this is going to be the end of the regular season. We're going to move on to the off season. And the plan for the podcast moving forward, we're going to have to try our best to make a lot of changes because I saw some great podcasts out there. And I mentioned Ryan Ripken, his show being one of them. And I see a lot of ideas that we can implement on the show. So we do that moving forward. But as far as the off season, we're going to have guests to talk about the draft. Talk about the combine upcoming in a couple of weeks. Off-season acquisitions via free agency, any coaching changes. We're going to definitely do our best to have current players, past and present as well, you know, on the show to talk about football, talk about what went on during the season, what they look to improve of, and as the season comes to a close. But, yeah, this is going to be this is year one, and I think we did a phenomenal job for year one. And year two and onward, we're going to make a lot of changes and hopefully positive changes. If you guys have any questions or any comments or things you think that we should improve on, definitely feel free to email me at snjoku@ravenstalkshow.com or just slide on my DMs and give your information that way. But it's been a big, big pleasure to have you guys here at the Ravens Talk Podcast. First year, and you guys definitely welcome me with open arms. So we definitely appreciate that. That's going to do it. Ravens Talk Podcast, year one in the close. Definitely a disappointing end to the season, but a phenomenal season for the Baltimore Ravens. And that hungry team, I think we're going to make a dent in the 2024 season. We'll see what happens. The offseason is going to be challenging and rough for the team, and they can get something together. My prediction may be that the Ravens go back and make a game for it in the AFC Championship. And this time, it'll be different. But we won't know that until the offseason comes to a close. Again, thank you for joining the Ravens Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Samuel Joku. I'll see you soon.